Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today my guest is Laurie from the United States, who uses LDN for complex regional pain syndrome. Thank you for joining us today, Laurie.
Thank you for having me, Linda.
So can you tell us, when did you first develop your regional pain syndrome?
I first developed it in 2005. I've been a runner all my life, and I developed a stress fracture in one foot. And it took a long time to heal, during which time I was in a cast and immobilized. When toward the end of that time, when I was in a cast, I started feeling burning my foot, and I couldn't get comfortable. There was no way I could move it around. I thought at first it was just itching, but it really felt like fireworks were going off. And when I got that cast off, my doctor took one look at my foot and said, "Uh-oh." And it was bright red, swollen, shiny, and hot to the touch. And she diagnosed me having chronic regional pain syndrome, which I also refer to as CRPS or CRIPS, and said, "Go Google it and find out more." And I did, and found out that it really is a pretty devastating problem, and needed to find a solution at that point. And that was almost 4 years ago.
And what happened then?
Well, when I Googled it, I had difficulty finding much about studies that had looked at solutions for it. And there are some drugs that are normally prescribed for it that are things I didn't want to take. They all definitely changed my personality. When I first took, I was asked to try gabapentin once and Lyrica once, and both of them left me sitting on the floor in order to put my clothes on. I was unable to drive a car for a couple of days after it. And that's my system and the way I react to those kind of medications, but it meant that I couldn't take them to treat the pain. So I, in the course of Googling this, I found a study that Stanford was doing and signed up for it, and I was eligible to participate in it. But when they were planning to start the study, I was scheduled for surgery on my foot. And so I asked them, can you tell me what the drug is that's part of the study? And they told me it was LDN. So when I went to research LDN, I found your site, and I found some of the articles on it that were written by doctors about the action of LDN, as well as a very small study that was done on people with CRPS. And I printed those out, took them to my doctor, and said, "Can I try this?" And she took them, she read them, went to your site, spent an entire weekend watching videos of your interviews, bought your book, and the next time I went in, she handed me a prescription for it and said, "Let's try it." And I was the first of many patients that she prescribed it for. I started on a 1 milligram dose for a couple of weeks, went up to 3 and then 4.5. And within 3 weeks, my symptoms were completely gone. And I've stayed on it since then, and my symptoms have been completely in control, with some minor exceptions when I had to go off it before surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What dosage did you take when you first started?
Initially, I started on 1 milligram, and I was on that for about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And initially, I had difficulty sleeping for a couple of nights. When I went up to 3 milligrams, each time it bumped up, and I'm now on 4.5, but each time I bumped up, I had difficulty sleeping for a couple of nights. And when I got up to 3 milligrams, I had a headache on and off for a couple of days. But those were the only side effects I had. Mm-hmm. And then in the last 3.5 years, I've been on 4.5 milligrams.
Now, I've seen people's pictures of before and after LDN when they suffer with regional pain syndrome. And the colour is different, and their feet tend to be quite twisted. I mean, what were your feet like then and now? What's the difference?
Well, when I was first diagnosed, my foot was bright red. It was swollen. Significantly swollen, and it was extremely sensitive. You couldn't touch it. I couldn't wear socks, definitely not shoes. And it was, I was pretty unhappy. And as my doctor puts it, my foot was pretty unhappy. And after I had been on LDN for about 3 weeks, the pain stopped. After about 4 weeks, the swelling was down and the color was returning to normal. And I think it took about 2 months total until the color was completely normal. There was no swelling at all. And that was just amazing. It was a lifesaver to me.
Mm. And you're able to go hiking and everything again now, isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. And I can't run because of the nature of the problems that I've developed in my feet with arthritis and several surgeries I've had to have since then. But I can hike, and I love to hike. And I've been able to wear normal shoes. I've been able to hike. I've traveled to a number of countries and covered about a distance there. And I just have no symptoms whatsoever anymore.
Isn't that amazing? Really amazing.
It is amazing. And I'm so grateful to your organization for providing that information that I was able to use to get this medication.
But now you're a volunteer, so we thank you, and we're deeply in your debt for everything that you're doing for us, Laurie. You were a godsend. Literally a godsend. You were also going to tell us about LDN and surgery. Now, we know many members have to have surgery, not necessarily related to the condition that they're taking LDN for. You know, because you have an autoimmune disease or cancer or whatever it is you have, doesn't mean you're automatically not going to get anything else wrong with you. You know, that's not how it works. You can still get other things as well as. I mean, there are some people that tell me that anything, they go to their doctor and say, people with MS, this is, you know, whatever it is that has popped up, oh, that's your MS, and just write it off without looking to see if, well, actually, you might have a broken leg. It might not be your MS, you know. It needs to be investigated. But if people do need a surgery, what is your advice on LDN and continue taking it or not taking it, as the case may be?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you about what happened with me. The first surgery I had done, I had a joint replacement done in my foot. And my doctor wasn't sure what would happen. The surgeon wasn't sure what would happen with me being on LDN if I needed any kind of narcotics. Mm-hmm. So to be safe, she took me off LDN a week before surgery. By the time I got to the hospital for surgery, you could not touch my foot. And I need to back up for a minute. When I first developed it, the CRPS developed in the foot that I had broken, but it hopped to my other foot, and which I understand is pretty common. And then another time I hurt a nerve in my elbow, and it jumped to my elbow. And so when I got to the hospital for surgery, you could not touch either foot. You could not put a sheet over them, and I could not put my elbow on the bed. They had to prop up under my arm to keep my elbow from touching anything. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't good. After surgery, it took about a month again for LDN to kick in. However, because I generally don't need narcotics after surgery, mm-hmm. my doctor had me restarted the day of surgery, but after surgery, when I got home. Mm-hmm. So it still took about a month to kick back in, like it did the first time.
And so can I just ask, you were only off the LDN for a week, and it took a whole month to get back. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clarifying.
I was worried that it wouldn't work again. Mm-hmm. And during that time, not only was the pain from CRPS pretty significant, but the color turned red again, and the foot swelled up again much more than it should have in response to the surgery. So it was clear that the CRPS had come back and was bad. Now, subsequent surgery, what I've done is gone off it 2 or 3 days before surgery. And with that, I've had no problem at all with it. CRPS has not returned after surgery, which is great. However, when I go off at 2 days before surgery, if they give me narcotics during surgery, when I wake up, I'm likely to have had a reduced reaction to them. The benefit is less with narcotics during surgery if I've only gone off LDN a couple of days before. So the solution that I found for this is before surgery, they will give me either Tylenol or ibuprofen. And it's the strangest thing, but if LDN is suppressing my ability to benefit from narcotics, I can go home and take ibuprofen and the pain's gone. So for me, that's what works. I don't know if that would be the case for all kinds of surgery and for everyone, but it clearly in my case, and I'm a pretty small person, so it may be having a greater effect in blocking narcotics if I've only been off it 2 days than it would for someone bigger than me. But that you know, treating pain with something other than narcotics is effective. So if LDN's blocking the narcotics, I don't worry about it anymore.
Wow. That is amazing. I can't believe that just by stopping it for a week, it could all come back like that. And no one is a bigger advocate for LDN than I am. But I think had I have gone, say, 3.5 weeks of taking LDN again and it hadn't worked, I would have been panicking like anything, thinking that it was never going to do anything anymore. I think you were really brave sticking it out and it finally working again for you.
Well, during that time, I had gradual improvement, but it wasn't. It took about a month for it to get back to being my symptoms to be completely in remission. So I could see that it was helping during that time.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, there were times after, 3 weeks where I would still be just stopped in my tracks by the pain, and I would hope that that wasn't going to be the way it worked. But I've done this now five or six surgeries since I started taking LDN, and I know that it works.
Mm-hmm.
It continued to work.
I mean, I can be quite blasé. I can get a cold or some kind of virus and lose my bladder control. But I always know that once the infection has gone, it always rights itself. So I can mentally just see it as a blip. And if I'm really ill, that my legs don't work. But that I always come back. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's because of having past history over so many years, I don't freak out as I would have done initially, because I just think, oh, well, that will pass and I'll be okay. And I have been very lucky, very, very lucky. And I say to my husband that I think I'm very lucky, and he says that I do work at being lucky. But I do try to keep myself as well as I can. I mean, do you do anything to keep yourself fit and healthy other than all your walking? Are you very careful with your diet?
I'm very careful with my diet. I try to follow the autoimmune diet. I'm not very good at it just because it's pretty difficult to be really true to it. But I eat a lot of vegetables. I don't eat much meat. I don't eat dairy. The foods that are known as being very inflammatory, I stay away from.
Mm-hmm.
And sugar, I try to stay away from.
Okay.
But and I do work out. I work out in a gym where I can do a lot of things other than running, and I swim. So I work out probably 5 days a week. And I'm just very grateful that I'm able to do that. And I did want to comment. Your website's been incredibly helpful helping me connect with compounding pharmacies that provide LDN, because we do have a local pharmacy that does it, but it's three times more expensive than a lot of the others. And from your website, I've been able to connect with pharmacies, and they tend to be incredibly knowledgeable about it and can talk to me about what kind of fillers that they put in and give me options of, different things. Do I want a starch filler or a fiber filler or whatever it may be? And they was able to find a formula that works perfectly, and it's just been tremendously helpful.
Mm-hmm. Well, what an inspiration you are to everybody. I'm sure people with CPRS will be really interested in hearing your story, and maybe we can have you back another time to find out how you're still getting on.
Well, I'd be happy to help you with that, and there is hope other than some of the drugs that have difficult side effects. If you give LDN a try, and in my case, my doctor wasn't familiar with it, but was open-minded because this is a difficult disease, and she was willing to try anything that was a proven proven drug that has a long history of success for such a big variety of conditions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been lucky. You've been very lucky.
I have.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for having joined us and shared your experience with us today, Laurie.
Linda, thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.